Welcome to Every Day! Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated office. I am Tone Diggs.
Atta baby Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder.
Wow. Good day, Tone.
Good day to you,
Good
Saya.
Good day to you.
Good day to
Good
you.
Good day to me.
Good day. Great day to you. Waddle and Tyreek. What?
Fucking in it. We're in it. We're involved. We are in the game, my friend.
It boosted their odds a little. It didn't help it as much as I thought it would.
Yeah, I don't care.
No, I know. A gambling show.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, no one's picking the Dolphins to come out of the AFC.
I might.
I get it. The thought of making it to the playoffs is pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, I bet it is.
It really is.
As long as Hard Knocks legend isn't your quarterback.
What are you doing?
Remember Buzz Pree ended his life.
Oh, fuck.
Matt Moore? Yeah.
He was unbelievable. He was the only reason we made the playoffs, Tannehill's whole career with us. People forget that. People always say Tannehill got the Dolphins to the playoffs one year.
Wasn't.
It was fucking
Matt. I remember.
It was the real Matt.
Trust me, I remember. Nick, you remember?
Yeah, I remember.
Dead. I remember. He wanted to play. Wanted in the next play.
How'd
he didn't want to sit up.
How'd last night go?
Last night, 4-3.
I was 3-4.
I mean, Abilene Christian just decided not to play.
The hell was that?
I think that was a little mini
how
for you, just to, maybe sympathy.
That sounded like sympathetic. That was like a Tim the Tool Man.
It was. Yeah. No, it was like when he had like one of the kids like do it. It was like Brad Taylor doing it.
I forgot about that. We could bring that back. That's sweet.
How'd you do last night, Mitt?
I did pretty good. I had 2-1 on my picks, and then I hit a pretty sweet hype boost. Trey Young, 30 points, 3 threes, and then a Hawks win. They routed the Knicks. He owns MSG.
He does. MSG.
He does.
Jordan Poole came through.
Yeah.
My one loss was that over of that.
Yeah, that wasn't even. They did not score a lot in that game, which is shocking.
Golden State lost.
No, I know.
I'm going to try and stick to just one NBA pick a night.
I got a few NBA picks
tonight. You got a few?
There's a weird line movement going on in one of them.
Brooklyn?
Yep.
Yeah, that stinks to high hell.
Stinks to high hell.
That one has me scared. If, like, is Kyrie, like, going to not play or some shit? Why has it been moving so long?
It is his birthday.
He's playing.
And Jaws out. And it's
KD out?
Not that I saw.
You can bet KD first basket.
Well, we've been down that road before, dude.
Your buddy,
and
too.
We don't rely on the first basket.
Yeah, I know,
what was his
I
name?
Know,
Bog. What would you bet on first game of the year?
Bogdan Bogdanovich.
That's not
no. No, no, that's a Pacers player.
It was fucking.
That they traded
that monster.
He's got a great commercial right now.
He does. Doesn't like. Doesn't
does
like
not like. You better use your fucking
use your
coasters.
Coaster at yeah. Fucking.
Which I get, dude. If there's a coaster there, you put your fucking drink on it.
Yeah.
Respect the table.
Yeah.
Right, Nick? You got a fucking
respect
sweet table. Respect the wood.
That must be a generational thing.
You ready to sell that thing?
Oh, what? It's a generational thing that you don't respect the fucking anything?
Probably, yeah.
I mean, okay, well, I feel like I just kind of got thrown into something there. But, no, I mean, I just didn't
well,
really
it was probably
coasters
your,
growing up. I
was,
don't know.
Was probably your best friend at the Pacers game who was talking shit on fucking Nurkic.
No, I was at that game, watched that kid actually talk a lot of shit.
That's
and
your
I
generation,
was my ass off.
Yeah, oh, so yeah. You would be laughing.
Well, I mean, they were up like 25.
Oh, there's a boost for KD and Kyrie to score 60-plus.
Again? Last time Kyrie did it by himself. Running the boost back.
That's hype.
Okay. Well, since we're talking about.
We got some bad back to backs tonight in the
NBA. Let's start right there.
In the NH.
Yeah, we do. A bunch of them, actually.
What's the.
He does want to go to the ice, doesn't he?
What's the TNT game tonight?
Oh, good question.
NHL and TNT.
Oh, by the way, we got fucking Weeksy on Hockey Talk tonight.
We do have Weeksy.
Where's he going to be at?
Billy G.
Stars legend, Billy G.
Billy G.
Stars legend.
Hey, listen, this is real though. I know a lot of people tune into That's Hockey Talk who aren't necessarily hockey fans, and this is a good night for that as well. If you're just a sports fan in general, Billy G. will come on and tell some incredible stories. He's like one of the old time boys, like
Texas hockey legend.
Yeah, wow. He just hung him up in 2014, but he's the old school mindset. Like he could have.
I was gonna say you should somehow get him to set up a puck machine. And then take one in the teeth tonight on camera because
he would do it
and not even think twice about it.
Guinos are the are the TNT
Guinos and Sabres. Here we go.
Ooh, good game.
Is Casey in net?
No.
DeSmith?
Jari's going back to back?
Sorry. Yeah, Jari went last night, so DeSmith will be in net. Hopefully
this is why I should go off flyer.
Hopefully the boys won't have cement in their skates after
they
going last night.
They might have fucking cement in their skates.
Sabres been playing
last night was a pretty easy one, Paul, so maybe they won't have cement in their skates.
True.
What about the Rags last night?
Fucking.
I'm done with the Rags.
2-0. 2-0 lead.
Yeah. What, they give up a 5
fucking
piece in
Igor's
the second?
Dead.
Yeah. Igor is dead. That's a lot of goals lately he's been giving
if
up.
If Igor's dead, the Rangers are dead.
And guess who they'll be playing in the first?
Fans wide. We will get to hockey. We'll get to, there's some more college. We got a CBI fucking championship tonight, dude. Don't know from me, dude. Got an NBA. Bruce, I don't know. You think we'll get a golf update today?
I mean, I haven't heard a peep about golf all day. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
You know what? Since Mitt will do it himself, I'll text Bruce right now.
DeChambeau's up one from what I see.
We're getting a golf.
He didn't even know when it started today.
I mean, this guy. Is he a fraud?
Feels like he's a part-time Peter.
Might be a part-time Peter. We're not, though.
No.
Where do you want to start?
Wherever you'd like, my friend.
There's a lot of games.
I got two. I got one NBA, one NHL. Two CBI.
Okay.
Or no, one CBI because it's the final, right?
Yeah, it is the final.
One CBI and two NIT.
Okay. Let's start in the association.
All right.
Fuck yes. Speaking of back-to-backs, the New York Knicks are at the Charlotte Hornets. The line is 8. You doing anything there, Mitt?
I'm taking the Charlotte Hornets here. Yeah. They are hot as a fucking pistol. And the Knicks stink, man.
Okay.
Let's go. Charlotte, I took them at -7.5. Take them at 8. Yeah, I really like it.
Okay, we got Kings at Pacers. 4.5 is the line there. Good luck with that one, boys.
I didn't touch that.
Yeah, me either. Foul you on that one?
No, thank you.
Hawks at Pistons, also on a back-to-back. 4.5 is the number now. It was 5 this morning where I took the Detroit Pistons.
I did not touch this because the Hawks usually play really bad if they're playing like...
Yep.
If they're not going to... If they win, they
cover. Correct.
If they lose, they don't cover. It's a weird thing. I kind of could see them losing this game outright. I'm not going to touch it,
though. Hawks are... 1-5 ATS, their last 6 on no rest. 1-6, their last 7 road games. 1-7 as a favorite. 2-8 overall. Detroit, we've been talking about it for the last few weeks. Actually, fucking pretty hot ATS. Yeah. So I'll take the 5 at home with the fucking Pistons tonight.
There you go.
Next one is also a back-to-back. Warriors plus the 9.5 at Miami Heat. No, thank you.
Who's playing?
Fucking Jordan Poole, maybe.
I don't know.
What about Miami?
Good question. Yeah, I mean, they're all fucked up, too.
Jimmy Butler shooting 8% from 3.
Yikes. I'm not touching that one.
Yeah, I'm good. No, thank you.
Yeah, get me off that game.
Here is the interesting one.
Yep.
Nets are -1 heading into the Grizz.
Yep.
I'll be suckered in here.
Oh, I mean, it's not a sucker bet here, Tony.
It might be.
No.
Nets were +2.5 at home this week, too. I don't know.
See, that one I get. I mean, Kyrie's out, blah, blah, blah.
Okay, Kevin so Durant. The Nets were I know. The worst covering team. Literally, they were worse than the Lakers until, I think,
they got their good
last week,
back.
Basically.
Lakers thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the book is still not really adjusted to Brooklyn. I don't think the book really believes in Brooklyn. And, I mean, they love Memphis. A lot of people like betting on Memphis, so it's hard to – this number started at 4, and like the Brooklyn Nets were +4. I think that it's Brooklyn money line all night.
Yeah, I mean,
no sleep till Brooklyn, man.
Hell,
I don't.
Yeah.
I know Memphis. Listen, Memphis is a good team.
Is Ja in?
No. All reports are that he's out. Everything that I've seen,
for sure.
No, he didn't play when they were here, and they still beat the shit out of the Pacers. But I mean,
yeah. I'll take Nets money line. Kyrie's
yeah, team ride.
Yeah,
team ride.
Team ride.
Let's go, NBA team ride. I don't think we've ever done that.
How'd it feel? Pretty good.
I'm juiced. Yeah.
Last one that I'm on here. It was 4.5 this morning. It's now at 5. Seas, yeah, I'm on the Seas. Jazz are at the Seas. I believe, are the Jazz on a back to back too?
No,
I don't.
They played Brooklyn 2 nights.
Oh yeah, and they lost there.
The Jazz are on a schneid, is what they're really on.
Yeah, they are.
And Boston is the hottest team in the NBA for sure.
Ooh, hot.
Hot as a
pistol. -5, way too low of a number there.
Oh, we're on it together.
Oh, jeez.
Hell yeah.
Jazz are 2-9 as a dog. 1-6-1 their last 8 overall. And we know how hot Boston is. I don't have to tell you how hot Boston is. So I got a 4.5 this morning, but it's a 5 now. We'll see there. Wait, are we team riding that one or just me and Mitt?
No, no, no. I'm not putting that on.
Anyone
on
got my boys?
He has his heart on it.
Yeah.
Also, a back to back here, Magic facing the Thunder. Magic are 2-point favorites on the road. Anyone got the balls to touch this one? I believe
I actually have the balls to touch this one. Sure. I am 100% taking OKC. Yeah, they have been covering machines. They don't win a lot of games, but they cover a bunch of them.
I'm worried because, you know, it's only 2 points, Deuce. And they are 0-10 in their last 10.
Well, this is the thing. Orlando actually does kind of tank. They're really not trying to win games.
No,
OKC, Shai Gilley's playing to win.
Shai
He's playing
Gilley's
to go.
A baller,
you know,
dude.
You know Shai Gilley's playing.
Gilley's
to
a
win.
Baller, dude.
Baller, dude.
I'll put my faith in them, boy.
Here's this Suns line.
Okay, so that's up next. Suns, T-Wolves. Obviously, Chris Paul's still hot. T-Wolves have actually been hot. They've won 8 of 10.
Bingo.
Suns have also won 8 of 10. T-Wolves are sneaking up, might sneak up on some people here. I'm staying away, but
Lean Suns, but I'm not, I don't have the cojones to take
Mate,
it.
You doing anything here?
I am the exact same as Gumpy, leaning Suns, but I do not have the balls to take them. I don't know why the Timberwolves scare me. I don't know why.
They should scare you.
I think I've lost some games betting against the Timberwolves.
T-Wolves are currently the 7th seed. They got the 7th seed locked up. They're 6 games ahead of the Clippers. They're only a game behind the Nuggets to get out of that play-in game. Suns have the 1 seed locked up. They are up 9 games.
Jeez.
For the 1 seed.
9 piece.
Yeah. They are absolutely dominant. So we're staying away from that one. Rockets and Mavs. Mavs are 10-point favorites. That one.
I took the over of this at 219 just because Houston's been playing really bad defense lately. The Mavs do score a pretty good amount of points. I thought 219 was pretty low. I just hope Houston can at least get 100.
Here's a fun one. Lakers are fucking 9.5-point dogs with at home with Bron on the bench.
Is Harden and Embiid
drinking wine? Didn't they sit out last game?
From what I saw, Harden and Embiid are going to play, so
they're
I'm
fresh.
Not touching this.
Super fresh.
Russ might go for 50 the way he's been playing.
What?
He's balling lately, dude.
Russ has. I'll give Russ his flowers. Yeah. Thank you, Russ.
There you go.
Don't give him too many fire. Well, make sure you give him.
I mean, they haven't been winning. They still haven't been winning games.
To beat the Raptors,
he'll get upset with you.
No, I will not. As a coach's son who had to deal with all of that, I will not. I don't care. Get over it.
Jeez.
This guy tweeted, if Russell Westbrook beats the 76ers tonight, Harden and Embiid need to retire. So.
But that's the type of player Russ is. I could see him keeping this a game.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not putting any faith in that.
When he's got the ball in his hand.
Spurs and Blazers. Blazers are 9-point dogs at home. I'm not touching that.
Goodbye.
So NBA, I'm on Pistons plus the 5, Celtics minus 4.5, Nets money line. Nah.
You got one?
Brooklyn Nets money line.
Brooklyn Nets money line team ride there. Charlotte Hornets minus the 7.5. Boston minus the 5. OKC plus the 1.5. The over of 219. Houston at Dallas.
Okay. Good luck.
Yeah, good luck to you.
It's getting a little chilly in here, isn't it?
I just felt a breeze in my hands.
Feels like we're going to the ice.
The ice.
Not staying on the hard. Not as many games tonight. I believe there's just 4 tonight. How do you feel about the slate before we jump into it, Nikki Skate?
The slate stinks tonight, Tony, but the ice has been good to us this week. 2 winning nights in a row, so we will hope to keep it rolling here.
You want to kick it off with Devils and Leafs? Fucking Leafs is big favorites. $3.35 on the money line.
These lines.
Massive favorites. Of course, the Devils played last
night. Who's playing fucking keeper for the Leafs?
For tonight, the Leafs, I think it did they get rid of Rozic.
Is that the call-up?
Didn't they put him on waivers?
They did put him on waivers, but I believe he went unclaimed. They ran it back? So,
wow.
It's tough. The Devils played last night, and they put a thorn in our side with the Rangers. They fucking lit up Igor.
Son of a bitch.
Put seven past.
You know what the five and realized recently?
What's that?
The Rangers have fucked us quite a bit lately, and so have the Devils.
On the Devils are one of the hardest teams to pick. Every time I see them pop up on the slate, I start sweating. Because you just never know what they're going to do. Because they've done it multiple times.
Even on
the ice,
even on the ice, sweat. Even on
those
the
are,
ice,
those, that's called the flu.
So I'm staying away, Tony. That's okay. What I'm doing. I'm flew staying
back.
Away.
I think that's what?
Flu is back?
I heard it might make a comeback. So we'll be on. Make sure you and I stay on the lookout for that.
Hey, shout out to the coin last night for a big
win. Oh, yeah. Huge coin win. Yeah. Canes over fucking. I did are the Lightning dead?
No, just having some trouble scoring
the lately. Caniacs for real, it feels like, huh?
Fucking was Cowher fucking really ringing the bell? Like the
fucking Caniacs, brother.
Can never count out Bill Cowher or Ric Flair going in there and spinning that siren and getting
the. Are we getting a TNT over Penn Sabres?
Yeah, six is way too late.
7:37 TNT.
Is Smith in net,
Pens
too?
Are 225 road favorites.
Smith in net for the Pens. Craig Anderson in net for the Buffalo Sabres.
This could go for 10, dude.
As I mentioned earlier 10. In the show, you know, always worried about cementing the skates, but everything points to the Pens should be able to win again. I will go with them in regulation at -135 for the better odds. There's also the
taking
puck line.
The ponds.
You can look for the puck line play.
Are you they taking the ponds?
The empty netter. I am taking the ponds. The puck line's +120. I love puck lines that are just slightly above even money.
Yep.
Or at even money. We'll roll with the Pens. We'll see if they can run it back.
Okay. Interesting one here. Cougars are 220 dogs.
This is an interesting one.
Avs played last night.
At Colorado.
Colorado played last night, right?
I don't think so.
Let me check. I'll check the.
I can't remember. There was a lot last night.
What is today?
23rd, Wednesday.
Okay. Avs.
I think they were massive favorites.
So Avs did not play last night.
No.
It was Monday night. So here we have Colorado. They've won four straight.
Yeah, they're a hot team.
They're trying to sweep the season series with the Canucks, so they're going for three straight wins with the Canucks.
You mean the Cougars?
Yeah, sorry, the Cougars. I'm not going to pick it, but I would lean. I'd lean to that puck line on the Cougars side, that +1.5. Because they kept all their guys at the deadline. People thought they were going to sell more.
They've been playing like shit, though.
They kept some guys.
Were barbecues not getting it done?
They lost to the Sabres.
They got spanked by Calgary
at home.
They're 1-5 in their last six.
They've had a bad homestand.
But they are 7-3 in their last 10 as a road dog.
The thing with Colorado is they picked up some guys at the deadline, but they're not all able to play because of visa stuff. So there's going to be some guys. They're going to be missing some guys from
because of a visa stuff?
Visa. Hey, that'll happen. Don't gotta tell me.
Trust me, friend. We know that story too well. So, Cougar, you on the Cougars +1.5?
I'll take Cougars +1.5. Yeah, fuck it. Why not?
Good for you, pal. I'll just be watching that one. Put my feet
I don't want to be on the wrong side when the Cougars, you know, eventually come back out of their slumber.
I understand. What about the nightcap fucking Blackhawks and Ducks? Here's a barn burner, pal.
We do have a play here. These teams stink. Chicago's lost three straight in six of its last eight. Anaheim's on a 7-game losing streak. Anaheim moved a couple pieces at the deadline. Chicago didn't do a whole lot outside of Brandon Hagel and Marc-Andre Fleury. I will take Chicago as the road dog here.
Okay. Ooh. Roof.
Something else to look at, Tony, though.
Looking.
Back to the Pens.
Eyes are open.
Ricard Raquel made his debut last night for the Pens, skating on the third line with Jeff Carter. Good. He just flew in this grinder. That morning. Yeah. So I think they were trying to keep his minutes down a little bit. Now that he got his feet wet last night, let's look for him to score.
Okay.
First goal score, he's +1,500.
That's high.
For him to score and the Pens to win, that's +285.
Okay. Are we doing it?
I'm doing it for I'm doing Richard the player to score. Performance double, yeah. Tricky Ricky, Big Dick Raquel to score one goal and the Pens to win +285.
What about this boost with the Pons launch and the Hawks all to win?
Yeah.
+420?
Yeah. On all them.
Nah.
What?
Nah.
What do you mean, nah?
Well, I don't want to. If the Cougars win, I don't want to.
Oh, okay.
Well, you're taking them 1.5. So you can still.
You can fucking middle that bitch. Ooh. I mean, she's a tricky bitch, yeah, but you can do it to her.
That was a tough middle, my friend.
Nice 3-2 Colorado win for you.
I'd rather Cougs outright, you know?
Okay. But yeah, I'll take the boost.
Hey, thank you for your efforts today.
Thank you. Stuff. Good luck, fellas.
I like this.
Good
you know, stuff. We're going through all the games. We're going through all the sports. This feels good.
Yep.
Doesn't it?
Yep.
Fucking does feel good.
It's a good day.
How's it feel to you boys out it's there? Good. How's it feel day. Out there?
It's a good day.
I was talking to the listeners.
Oh.
Watchers.
I thought you thought Bruce was coming in.
I texted him. So if he shows up, we'll see.
Constant letdown with that guy.
I mean, that guy. Guy didn't get his pancakes today, so he was a little fucking...
Yeah, he is fucking shaking like a leaf from no flapjacks.
Let's go to college basketball. Let's start in the NIT. Two games tonight in the NIT. I'm on one of them. How many do you have?
Give me both.
Two-pack?
Give me both.
I'll take Wake plus the 2.5. Against Texas A&M. Wake's been good. You know, you talk about not giving up on teams and being good to the teams who are good to you. Wake's been good to me.
That's good.
I think it's a good matchup for Wake. Are you on the other
A&M side? Money line, please.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Okay. That's how we're gonna play that one. That's fine.
I mean, I feel like we're going to go to war in the CBI as well.
We might. Washington State, BYU, I got nothing.
BYU money line.
Yeah, that was the way I was leaning, but I didn't want to go with it.
Thank you very much.
Cool.
Yep.
And then CBI. Oof. Ooh.
Them Wilmington boys are flying.
You know what? It's the championship game.
Yeah. It's got to be tight.
So I'm allowed to go money line here?
Oh, no.
I'll take Middle Tennessee money line.
This guy.
It's a lot. It's a little bit of juice.
You don't say.
Spread is 4. Is there a 60-minute line I could get here?
Nah. I took Wilmington plus 5 this morning.
Yeah, that's a lot of points.
That is.
I don't want to lay it 4 with Middle Tennessee, but I love the matchup.
For a final, too. I mean, Wilmington just seems to be... them boys are flying right now. Not that, I mean, Middle Tennessee buried me last night, and they've been very good. But I'll take the 5 with Wilmington. Maybe Middle Tennessee wins, but not by that much.
I'll at least tell you why I'm doing it. Wilmington's 225th in three-point percentage and 265th in two-point percentage. Middle Tennessee's defense is 45th against the three and 95th against two. Advantage Middle Tennessee. And then on the other side, Middle Tennessee's 63rd in two-point percentage. UNCW's 153rd in defending the two. Middle Tennessee, 181st in three-point percentage. There UNCW, 307th in defending the three. So statistically, I like Middle Tennessee. Take the money line. You do whatever you want. You lay the 4, whatever.
Take the 5, whatever you want to do.
Take the 5. Take the
anything's possible in the final.
In this, in the CBI final, we've always said this.
I mean,
anything is possible.
And both these teams have been very good to us all year. So, you know,
I think it's also the basketball classic final.
I have a play in that as well.
Youngstown State is 13-point dogs against Fresno.
Yes.
You taking the pup here?
Yes.
13?
It's a final. Fresno State, I mean, they're in the final, but they're bad as a favorite. They've covered 3 of 11 overall. Give me Youngstown State plus 13.5 in the basketball classic.
Are we positive that's the final?
What's that?
Are we positive that's the final?
Let's hope so.
Could very likely just be the only game from that tournament.
No, because there'd be 2 if it was the semis.
Yeah, same night.
Come on, you ever watch a tournament?
Ever watched a tournament?
Not those ones.
Penguins set to visit Fresno State in the Basketball Classic quarterfinals.
Oh, it's the quarters. Oh. Oh. 13 might not be that much. How are we only in the fucking quarters of this tournament? The NIT's fucking ending.
I just wanted to make sure.
CBI's fucking ending. We got this. How many teams were in this? 100? What a fucking joke. Give me Youngstown State plus 13.5. Okay. How is there one quarter final?
I don't know. That's the basketball classic, baby.
Who?
Jeez. What are you talking? That's the basketball classic.
Dude, there's one quarter final because they have to all travel to each other's fucking home sites.
Whatever, dude. Because I should still be on the same
Hold day. On. Let's pull up the fucking bracket here.
What are we doing?
Where's the bracket? 2019. You got a bracket over there?
Well, no, I got fucking this. It's Calvi in the fucking chat trying to fucking slander my name.
For what?
Said I didn't go 3-4.
Oh, no.
Went 1-3 in college basketball. Jordo Poole is 2-3. 1-1 in hockey. Lost the rags. Won the peg.
There you go.
3-4, nitwit.
It's a damn shame. It's a damn shame. Where are we at here?
Checks out.
NIT. All conferences.
Hey, you think we host a daily show and lie about our records, Pa? What are we doing here? Texas.
No, if we did that, we would get called out very fast.
Yeah.
NIT. The NIT semifinals.
I thought we were doing the basketball classic.
I'm just
bracket.
Looking at a schedule here. The Bonnies and Xavier don't play till the 29th.
Because
they're all waiting until they don't want to play the same day as the
correct
the tournament.
As the tourney.
Basketball classic.
Let me see. I might be able to find it here.
Wow, I never realized that. College basketball players don't get a spring break. That sucks.
March 23rd, we got... I don't know what's going on here. We'll just keep updating you with the fucking...
Well, this tournament's probably going to go on for another month. How is it quarterfinals? Unbelievable stuff.
We'll figure it out.
Can't even get an answer.
Listen, just expect more of the basketball classic fucking picks coming, okay?
Hell yeah.
Can't even get an answer. Oh, here we go.
Correct, Chris Bryan. That is the only lie that ever comes out of the show, maybe.
So tonight we got Youngstown State, Fresno State. Friday we got Portland, Southern Utah.
Ooh.
Oh, Southern Utah was like your squad for a little bit.
Tell you what, they blew out UTEP last night.
Southern Utah boys
could
run.
That didn't go well.
Ooh. I don't have the...
I mean, this guy's texting me now.
Wait, what?
I mean, Jesus, Bruce. Oh,
What's he got now?
Should I come in?
Nah, too late.
Unbelievable.
Florida Gulf Coast, Coastal Carolina, USC Upstate, South Alabama.
Oh, USC Upstate might win this whole thing.
South Alabama's a good squad.
All right, so NBA, check.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh. Ice.
Yep.
Check.
Check.
College ball, check.
Yep. Check.
Frozen Four, check.
I don't think you can bet on that.
Oh, you could bet on the Frozen
Four. You can bet on the Frozen Four, but I'm not college hockey, I gotta be honest.
Okay.
Oh, wait, talking about stuff that I'm going to bet on, Gumpy, when is that USA-Mexico game, and it's is tomorrow. Christian Pulisic playing, like time-wise?
He will be playing.
Oh, tomorrow?
Yeah.
What time?
Yeah, and is Christian
Probably
Pulisic
10
playing?
O'clock at night.
Yeah, he is.
If it's at Azteca, it's normally a late start.
So it's tomorrow night.
It's 10 o'clock kickoff.
Yeah, always.
Tomorrow. Okay. Yeah, I got it now. 10 p.m.
Correct.
That's
when I said 10 o'clock tomorrow night. I meant p.m. I should have said p.m.
Is Costa this guy Rica, Canada's 10:05 too. They're both
is
late.
This guy
kids.
Not coming in.
Nah.
This is unbelievable. You know what? Maybe we'll get an update tomorrow.
Let's hope.
Tried.
Sorry, chat and everybody. We're trying to get a golf update today. Because it's a tournament where you need updates because they're fucking, it's a tournament bracket and they're playing other people. But Bruce didn't want to do it today. We'll be back tomorrow, though.
Absolutely.
Another full slate of games.
Yeah, everything.
Guess what's back tomorrow? Fucking March Madness back tomorrow. We'll break that down, too. I hope everyone has a really good night.
Hell yeah.
I hope you prosper. And then your families prosper. And your family's family prosper. And your enemies fucking die. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer
down.